There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Hey, the doctor. Who's that? It's Dr. Rashid Batar. Advanced medicine time, my friend. How are you?
Good, Robert. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Really rocking in this new year with a lot of cool things, but at the same time, a lot of strange things and absurd things. And, you know, we love to talk consciousness, you know, changes and transformations that are occurring. You remember the Old Testament story, the Hebrew Scripture story of Passover?
Mm-hmm.
Right, they marked the certain doors so that the spirit wouldn't come in and harm. And I'm just thinking that something like that is going on at the FDA. While the consciousness shifts world over, people are going, we don't want those drugs. They're not getting the message. They're not getting the word. In fact, 2014 was like a record year for drug approvals. New drugs approved in 2014. What's going on over there?
Well, I think it's probably indicative of the death struggle that we've talked about. You know, the struggle reaches a peak right before ultimate demise, and I think that's what's happening here. We just see this is the death struggle going on. This is the peak of, and maybe next year will be even one more higher peak before it finally changes. Maybe it'll take another 10 years, and maybe each of these next subsequent 10 years will dwarf each preceding year based on the number of drugs being approved. But eventually, I think the death struggle will end in death.
Well, you're right. I mean, isn't there like animal and plant life right before it dies? I mean, it just does desperate things to try and, you know, not either die or to have some kind of offspring. Like plant life will suddenly release all of the seeds at once, you know, and it's sort of like with the FDA. Let's approve 41 new drugs for all kinds of things.
Yeah, actually, it's an analogy that I use with cancer because that's exactly the last thing the tree does before it dies is it rapidly pollinates and it shoots off the seed as far and as wide as it can. Yeah, so I agree with you. This is probably, reflective of that same phenomena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at 41 drugs, the highest number in 18 years. And, again, nothing's changed. It's not like suddenly they discovered a drug deficiency for which they've got to find approval for. None of these things. In fact, a lot of them are so-called what they call orphan diseases, very limited audience, interestingly enough. But I think this is tying into the kind of centralized Obamacare kind of things that are going to cover certain things because they've got treatments like we've talked about, the hepatitis C drug, I think 94,000 over the span of 6 or 8 weeks for a drug. Who can ever pay that except the uber wealthy? So it's going to come out of this collective pot that they try to force everybody into.
Yep, I agree with you. What I really like about this particular article, though, was that it says that the FDA drug approvals are considered as a barometer of industry innovation and the federal government's efficiency in reviewing new therapies. Right there, you know that's a bunch of BS. They're about as efficient as, trying to drive a golf ball through a garden hose. So I'm pretty sure that they're not going to be able to use that as pretty much a common sense dictates that anything that the government's involved in, we know that the larger the body, the larger the organization, the more inefficiency you're plagued with. And so for them to say that this is showing innovation in the industry and the federal government's efficiency, I mean, that pretty much, you know, uncovers the truth that we know it's quite the opposite. So,
That word, federal efficiency, the two words together become another level of an oxymoron, federal efficiency or government efficiency. We know that that's not the case. What is it? I think you're right. It is somewhat of a death struggle or death row. We've got to get more of these things out there. Still, a lot of the people that are sleeping might think that's a good thing. But when you look at the cost for these so-called orphan drugs or limited-use drugs because they don't have the big blockbuster to lie about cholesterol, the next layer, you know, coming out to put everybody on, then it becomes a desperate struggle to say, how much can we get the government to cover? You know, if we get the FDA to approve it, and some of these FDA people end up working for us, then they'll get the stamp of approval. They'll profit handsomely when they leave government and come to work for. I mean, you see this cycle playing itself out until the bankruptcy is so far beyond evident.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I think that this is probably not just something that we're seeing with the FDA. This is probably pathognomonic of any large organization that has a agenda that they want to, you know, a subversive agenda. You probably would see the same thing in the insurance industry and probably see this in many other industries, same type of phenomena.
Yeah, it says here 9 drug approvals in 2014 benefited from the FDA's quote-unquote breakthrough designation. I mean, what kind of breakthroughs have you heard the FDA has done as far as releasing new drugs?
This is mainstream media's propaganda and spin on whatever they want to create. And, you know, one person has a detrimental outcome from, say, whatever, like that child that died from chelation as an example, you know, and they made a huge, huge media hype about it. It was everywhere, and yet 55,000 people died of Vioxx before anybody pulled it off the market. Nobody talked about it. That was a drug that went through the FDA, and they even disclosed the hidden emails and secretive emails that talked about the fact that the manufacturers knew what was going on, the FDA knew what was going on, and still they didn't pull the drug off the market. But the media barely covered that story. So it's the same thing. I think this is another propaganda spin on, you know, the government's so efficient, we're just creating so many more drugs. Well, you know, yeah, the check in the mail, you know, that's the type of story.
Yeah, it says even here, as we go through this story, I'm just looking, I'm going, this reveals everything about this is just an economic game. It has nothing to do with healing because they're talking in terms of what did they lose, what did they gain? For instance, years past when Plavix and Lipitor went off of patent, and of course suddenly they became cheap generic knockoffs, then of course they lose a lot of profitability. In 2012, they say $29 billion in annual sales lost patent protection, subject to generic competition, while the drugs that were new entered only at the $11 billion scale. So obviously there was an impetus or an imperative. The FDA, you better get off your aspirin and start approving more because we're losing too many patents, and this drug industry that supports you, FDA, is not going to like this much longer.
Yeah, exactly. And if you just look at these numbers, that's a $18 billion reduction in their in the source of revenues coming in. So, yeah, exactly. I think that's part of parcel of it. You know, they may not be bringing as many dollars per drug, so let's just increase the number of drugs to try to compensate. But what is interesting, though, this isn't the highest year. It's the highest in since 1996. But still, when we start looking at the data and the iatrogenic causes of death, and we know that they're directly related to the use of many of these pharmaceuticals, or indirectly related to these pharmaceuticals, meaning that there may be a side effect of the drug, direct side effect, or there may be a resulting consequence that then leads down the path, eventually, ultimately ending in death. So whether it's direct or indirect cause, these drugs do certainly have a huge contribution to that third leading cause of death, which is iatrogenic causes.
Sure, and what is the FDA fighting for? Well, the drug industry. They're not, you know, and they're fighting against who? The American people. I mean, what do I mean by that? It's like, well, they fight against anybody who provides, for instance, dietary supplements, herbs, plant medicinals, different things that can actually make a difference and heal them without harming them or killing them. And the FDA actively goes out with other agencies like FTC to target individuals who are daring to speak truthfully about these substances. As I said so many times,
protecting the public.
Right, but they're protecting the drug industry, and it becomes more apparent every year. And as I've said before many times, the reason I can speak more truthfully and directly about these things than most is because I'm not selling any of these products. And it would be a much harder case to say, well, we can violate his freedom of speech because he's profiting off of what he said. I'm not selling anything, except, you know, I'm giving information so that you can make better decisions, and that's empowering to you, which, of course, is threatening to those who want to remain, have you remain, you and me remain, powerless.
Good morning, Today, or Good Morning Show.
Good Morning America, or Today Show?
Yeah.
Mash them all up. They're all the same.
Yeah, it's NBC. I think it's NBC's show, and that's the one that I was supposed to be on. You remember a couple of years back?
The Today Show. Yes.
Yeah. No, this was not the Today Show. This is one of the morning shows, though. But regardless, anyway, I was supposed to be on that show, and basically myself and Boyd Haley were nixed at the last minute. And it was all about the cause of Mercury and its relationship to autism. The cause of autism, excuse me, and the relationship to Mercury. And the producers of the show had a child that had autism, and that was the reason it was going to go through. And last minute, they did the show, but myself and Boyd weren't on it. And I came to find out eventually, a couple months down the road, was because they were told that they had about $500,000 per commercial, and they averaged 2 to 3 pharmaceutical commercials during this show every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they were told that if I was going to be on the show and if Haley was going to be on the show, that they would pull those commercials for the next 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So the manufacturers, the pharmaceutical industry, were able to manipulate the information that would be put out by this particular show by essentially controlling the message by manipulating dollars, by saying that we're going to pull this advertising. So, you know, you're looking at $1 million to $1.5 million per day, 5 days a week for the next 6 months. Well, they weren't going
to
do that.
That adds up to something. And by the way, if anybody thinks that Dr. Bitar is exaggerating, he's not at all. In fact, I don't know if I've talked to you, Rashid, about this. You know, I put your name forward to be on shows from time to time, including on some major networks. One recently got back to me and said, we really love his message, but the legal department, Reed Economic Department, won't let it happen.
Yeah, I actually just had that happen at a conference that Agora was going to be at.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Agora was, they were exhibiting there.
Okay.
But because I was going to be there, their legal department, not the person that was actually in charge of the conference, because he was excited, and I was excited to be there because Robert Ringer, who's somebody whose work I've read a lot of, self-improvement guru, and he was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that basically they were trying to convince Agora, and Agora's legal department said, no, we don't want to be there. If Dr. Tarr is going to be there, we're not going to be there, and we're going to pull out. And the question was why, and they said, well, because there's a lot of, what was it? Something like some word related to lightning rod, or they didn't want to be guilty
by
association.
Controversy.
Okay, well,
controversy.
Fine.
Let's just say that. But listen, the controversy we're engaged in 6 days a week here, of course, is the controversy that disempowers those who want to rule over you chemically, biochemically, with drugs, for instance. And Dr. Bitar is here. You can check it out, medicalrewind.com. If you ever miss an episode of Advanced Medicine here, we do it every Monday evening or afternoon if you're on the Pacific Coast, or download it for free all over planet Earth, and, of course, at medicalrewind.com. Go get the 9 steps to keep the doctor away. It's linked up in the show notes. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, more big surprises from Big Pharma and the minions who deliver the drugs, including the chemo that we talked about for a long time here. And last hour, Dr. Batar, you missed the story. We actually had a reporter from Fox, Connecticut, talking about another medical kidnap, forcing a 17-year-old girl who did not want chemo for a lymphoma, and her mother was supportive of her. They've taken her away. They've actually strapped her down. They're forcing chemo in her. And it's any wonder that cancer doctors won't discuss herbs and supplements with their patients. This story coming out of healthfinder.gov.
Yeah, I did not hear about the 17-year-old, but God, I don't know how many now. Robert, how many stories have there been like this where young adults and or adolescents or especially the pediatric population has been forced? I remember that story with the Amish child that the parents had to actually leave the country to avoid the child from getting the chemotherapy, and they said that the child was going to die within 6 months, and I think it's 2 years out now, and the child's doing great, but the parents can't come back into the country.
I think there's ongoing sagas, and there's more every day. The site called medicalkidnap.com is something that we're following, and it's just staggering, Dr. Batar, how many families are dealing with this devastation as the state-sanctioned religion of modern medicine uses the power of government to take children away, force them into drugs and therapies and sometimes even vaccines that are not wanted nor needed.
It's a very, very sad space to be in, but I'll tell you that I think this will be part of the reason that the current time historically will be remembered 20 to 50 years in the future as this was the saddest time and the most barbaric time in all of mankind's history from a medical standpoint. I would think even exceeding that of Nazi Germany and the experimentation that was done then, because now it's not being done as experimentation. Now it's being done openly as, quote, and they call it the standard of care, which is,
right,
you know, really barbaric.
It's benevolent kindness, of course, in an Orwellian sense. Now, this story about physicians not speaking to their patients about herbs and supplements, My take on it is that they're more concerned that the patients might actually find out that those things are better than the chemo, for instance. But their focus in this article is about interactions with chemo. And what have we cited? We've cited studies that show that these supplements are actually protecting the healthy cells, not the cancer cells.
Right. Well, that's true, too. What I find interesting about this is, first of all, it's a governmental website, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services website.
Yes.
And really, at one point here, it is interesting to notice that the primary reason that they believe that the doctors are not doing this and not talking about this is because, and they admit, due to lack of knowledge. So I found that very interesting. Third paragraph into the article says, lack of knowledge about herbs and supplements and awareness of that lack of knowledge is probably one of the reasons why oncologists don't initiate the discussion, said the study's author, Dr. Richard Lee. So, you know, it's interesting that they actually admit that. And, of course, now this guy is the director of integrative medicine at University of Texas, MD Anderson. And, you know, University of Texas, MD Anderson is an interesting place. I speak from firsthand experience because I worked there while I was a resident in Texas. And
did they have an alternative medicine program, integrative medicine, that back then?
Nope, they did not. And they did not. And I also know that there's been some very interesting research being done on certain spices in MD Anderson. I also know that there has been a lot of discourse because some of the results that they got from using some of these spices was dramatic, and was it basically caused a rift within MD Anderson. And, you know, we're going to go into more political things again.
Sure.
But
I mean, it's necessary to discuss this because, well, if they find it, suddenly it should be embraced. You'd think, wow, let's look more into that, because certainly if it was a drug, it would be front page news. But it's hush hush, and those that are for it now are being attacked within MD Anderson. Is that the indication?
Well, This is a couple year old information now, that, and I happen to be privy to it just because some of the people that were involved and I'd known them for some time, and also because of some of this work that we've been doing in cancer and with some of these similar spices and same class. So the results weren't just promising. The results were amazing. And as you said, you would think that they would embrace it. When I said they, the entire faculty or the entire staff, but that was not the case, because there were certain people that had faith that they would lose, their egos would be bruised, their agenda would, whatever agenda they had.
Right.
But the point is that there are rifts there again. It's always political.
Yeah, well, and those rifts, of course, they come into the surface. You can't hide them anymore. That is the shift, the energetic shift that's occurring. And it's becoming more obvious that big bad government and big bad pharma are not supporting or empowering you to heal. But we're doing that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Advanced Medicine, with Dr. Rashid Bitar. We've got some flu stories. Stick around.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Weight today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns80. The number's 80.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show.
Scott Belcher.
Alive.
The masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Please say thank you to all those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty 6 days a week. And, of course, each Monday we go outside the box. No, that's Tybull and Drum Wednesday. Sorry, Dr. Bitar. Had to bring that up. No, Mondays we do advanced medicine together. MedicalRewind.com. And also, get a copy of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And my experience says you should get at least two or three, because somebody's going to grab that one copy, like my Aunt Ruthie in England, who has it now, and she won't put it down. She won't give it back. That's how good it is. But Dr. Bitar, all seriousness now, the Daily Mail out of the UK, we've been covering a lot of stories, covered a story here in the United States recently, a tragic story about a little girl, 3 years old, who died, they say, of influenza A and B, 72 hours after she began to feel unwell. I talked about this story. She ended up at this place called Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines, and she died. And interestingly enough, we were talking about MD Anderson. You were telling me on the break, did you intern there? What were you doing at Blank Children's Hospital?
Well, I'm in a medical school in Des Moines, so we would rotate in during the third year of medical school. Fourth year medical school, you do clinical rotations at different hospitals in different places, depending where your lectures were. So I spent, I spent 6 weeks at Blank's.
Wow. Now, this story ended tragically there at Blank's. A three-year-old, the mother says she was healthy, she had a flu shot, she can't believe what happened. She described her little girl telling her that her legs were so weak she couldn't walk. The mom, makes her drink enough water, but also gave her ibuprofen. And it seemed to get better, but then it got worse.
A very, very sad story. And it just seems like, again, not knowing all the details, it certainly seems highly suspect. I mean, you would not expect a child to have that type of a reaction. They get the flu. Flu is self-limiting. And, people say, well, it's not self-limiting. People die from the flu. Of course, they can die from the flu. They die from dehydration. They die from different things. But this type of thing does not sound like dehydration caused or influenza caused. This sounds like something else. And
When it's preceded by a flu shot and then a weakness in the lower extremities, that's suspicious to me. And then she goes, when they go to the hospital, before they even went to the children's hospital, they immediately put her on IV antibiotics.
And if it is actually the flu, then that's caused by a virus, and antibiotics are not effective against viruses. And so, again, this is another common issue in medicine. In fact, it's been the subject of many papers, and in fact, it's been the subject, in, as far as the heading of magazines, emergency medicine and critical care, one of the critical care journals as well. I remember on the cover, they were discussing, or the question was about a main article that was for that particular edition, was a main article, and it was talking about the indiscriminate use of antibiotics. And this is part and parcel of it. In the emergency rooms, people come in, they got an earache, everybody gets put an antibiotic, even though the vast majority of those ear issues, those ear infections, if they are actually infections, it's either viral or it's a reaction to how the parents are feeding the child, meaning the baby is being kept recumbent, they're drinking the milk. Milk goes into the cystic tubes, causes inflammation and other types of problems, and then the child has ear problems, and they think that, oh, this must be an infection, and then they start treating with antibiotics, even though it has nothing to do with an infection or bacteria. And I think 70% of all otitis medias are viral in etiology anyway, yet being treated by antibiotics. So this is just an example of the indiscriminate use of antibiotics. Now, if this child had gotten, let's say she got the flu shot, they're right there. By definition, she is going to have now a greater propensity, a greater chance of actually getting the flu. Why? That doesn't make sense. It's counterintuitive. She got the flu shot. Why would she get the flu? Because, one, there are adjuncts and other materials like mercury and formaldehyde that are immunosuppressive. Plus, there's an attenuated virus in there in the flu shot, depending on the type of flu shot it is. But if there's an attenuated virus, then that virus could become, even though they say it's killed a virus, it's not always killed, or it's not always attenuated enough to the point that it's not virulent anymore.
Right. And Dr. Bitar, they did say she tested positive for both influenza A and B.
Right. So there you go. So she had a flu shot. She's tested positive for influenza A and B. What do? They give her antibiotics. Antibiotics are not going to work on influenza A or influenza B or any influenza, because influenza is caused by a virus, not by a bacteria.
What do you think about the use of ibuprofen in these cases? Because, of course, they're always told to reduce the fever, but there's a great danger in doing this with a child, is there not?
You know, there's a lot of discussion about that. Now, I personally, versus, medically speaking, I personally look at how the system was designed. So the white blood cells in the body are designed to release a substance called interleukin-2, and interleukin-2 is actually why we end up having the fever. And fever is a beneficial thing. To suppress the fever, if it's below 105, I believe that there is, or, you know, 104 and a half, I personally don't, like, when I get sick myself, I don't take anything for that, okay? I actually want fever to be there. I want to basically encourage that fever, because that fever is a natural body's defense mechanism. Now, when temperature gets up above 105, now you start having a risk of protein denaturing and causing other types of problems, which is like brain injury and such. And in that type of case, to bring the fever down, it's very, very important.
Now, yeah, but we could do that with an ice bath without a drug, could we not?
Not really. They used to try to do that, and the people will try to attempt to do that, but that's, again, not dropping the core temperature. That's dropping peripheral temperature, and then the hope is that the blood circulates through the periphery and becomes cooler and comes down to the core temperature and drops.
Right.
But it's a very inefficient way of doing it.
Yeah, of course. So, you know, I've been utilizing homeopathic medicine to modulate fevers for decades with great success without having to resort to an ibuprofen-type drug.
And that would make sense, you know, because the homeopathics work. They're effective. And not that the cold ice bath won't work, but it's just not as effective. It takes, you know,
yeah, I understand. It makes sense. It does.
Yeah.
But in this case, again, we've got a series of things that happened that were interventions for medicine. And I would argue that this is more or less something that a child could come through if supported in the functions of the body, as opposed to suppressing every aspect of it, which is what apparently happened here.
Right, but my question would be a little bit different, Robert. My question would be, what was the contributory factor of the vaccine to cause this to happen? And I think that's really, you know, if she had not had the vaccine, she would not have had this problem, and she would still be here.
Yeah.
That's
the bottom line.
I know some people say that's a huge leap. It is not a leap once you know what the vaccines do and what's in these vaccines. It is not a huge leap at all. In fact, it's a very sequential and logical conclusion after knowing what mercury does and what formaldehyde does and what some of these DNA addicts do. And just historically looking at what the vaccines have caused, what kind of problems these vaccines have caused.
Yeah. Now, there's another story your wife sent us. About a teenager now who died days after her flu symptoms appeared, similar to this three-year-old, but a different case, although tested, I think, theoretically positive, I'm not sure, but with influenza A. And as they say, this is worse strain than ever. Again, we look at the body and we try to encourage the body. I see these secondary complications are usually due to things like that modern medicine doesn't acknowledge, like liver congestion, kidney congestion. The body can't excrete and move these things out. And the things that are intervening, even though they're well-meaning, tend to block the functions of the body again.
Well, that's exactly right. And when they say it's the worst strain ever, you know, you have to look at this in context. Worst strain ever, or do we have more pollution on the planet, and we have more GMOs in our system, and we have more crap that we've introduced in the system, and we've given more vaccines to these individuals, that, oh, my God, this is the worst strain ever. No, exactly as you said.
Yeah.
It's that the system is more susceptible than ever.
Yeah, we become more corrupted. We become weaker. These children have been hammered in ways never before. More GMOs than ever. More vaccines than ever. And that's never taken into consideration in these news reports, although they will acknowledge, well, there were illnesses. But then in the strange cases where they say these kids are really healthy, then we get into these so-called cytokine storms because they're aggravated. Their immune system's working so well. They're saying it's working too well. But I think, again, they can't keep up with the excretory processes in these cases.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And it's one of these phenomena, too, because we haven't really looked at this from a medical standpoint. How does it affect individuals generationally? So we know that there were certain types of insecticides and pesticides that were used that actually have affected the second and third generation of women, certain types of birth control pills that have caused mutagenesis later on in the second and third generations. Well, how do the use of some of these other components that we're using in our food systems, in the pharmaceutical industry, how are they affecting the second and third generation? So you notice that these are the younger, you know, like this child that you talked about, the three-year-old or the 17-year-old.
Right.
What type of abuse did their parents have from, when I say abuse, you know, what type of abuse happened to their systems from their inoculations and their
right.
whatever they consumed. And this is happening all around us, by the way. It's not just like, why are we talking about this 1 3-year-old? Why are we talking about the 17-year-old? This happened to be what the local media picked up. But if it's happening in one place, it's happening in 1,000 places concomitantly. So it's all over. Most of the time, a child dies. Oh, a child died from influenza A. Boom, it's done. Or influenza B, or whatever.
Right.
Parents didn't raise questions. The parents didn't get upset. So they don't talk about this. It's considered normal course of action. People die of influenza. Yeah. That's why you should really make sure you get your influenza vaccine. Nobody's looking at all the other stuff that was done that led to the person's demise, you know, before the influenza or leading up to suppressing their immune system so that the influenza would be a problem in the first place.
Well, exactly. And if we talk about the things that we would do, of course, avoiding mercury-laden, aluminum-laden injections, for one. Obviously, hydration is a good thing. But even avoiding these non-steroidals and these ibuprofens that can damage liver, kidney, intestinal function, which the seat of the immune system, again, all of these things working in concert.
And, you know, that's all true, Robert. The thing is, though, that if you take the key component out, the body can actually compensate for many of these other things. Meaning, the reason I said it's a vaccine is because the vaccine is such an assault to the whole system, to the entire endocrine system, to the neurological system, to the, you know, the entire homeostatic mechanism system. It's like a sledgehammer to the immune system. So you're causing all these compromises to occur that then the ibuprofens or this or that or whatever else, you know, the body can actually compensate for it. But when you add all these things together, you're certainly going to have a much lesser chance of survival. But that, for me, it's the vaccine.
Well, that's why the 9 steps to keep the doctor away should be something everybody reads, because you don't want to go there if you don't have to.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It takes two, what? Super Don, the story of the day has to be all from Fox News. And Dr. Bitar, being the doctor that you are, you won't mind going here, I hope. A man with two penises has written a tell-all memoir about his condition and lifestyle, according to the news story here. And I had yet to ever hear of a story like this. Is this something that they cover in medical school?
Two penises?
Yeah, a man with two wieners, if you can say it that way.
I have not had the privilege of dealing with something like that.
Now, we call Super Don Super D. This guy calls himself Double D. Double D, dude. He was, I guess, tired of answering questions about it, so he decided to write a memoir called Doubleheader, My Life with Two Penises.
Huh.
Yeah, because he actually had questions that weren't answered in, I guess he had an AMA session, which was that, American Medical Association asked him? Or Reddit,
yeah.
AMA? Oh, Reddit, ask me anything, I'm sorry.
Yeah. AMA, American Medical Association. Is that what you're saying? They questioned him, or I don't understand.
I thought that it might be, but it's called an Ask Me Anything session with Reddit. So the guy, Super Don, this is not really a medical story. I guess it is sort of. It's a medical anomaly.
Listen, it's a rare medical condition. I believe it's called diphalia or diphalia.
Okay.
And listen, I mean, it's very strange, and I'm sure this guy was kind of nervous about, you know, coming out about this, because if people knew about this, they probably say things that would rub him the wrong way. So,
oh no, you didn't,
you know,
just
he
say
had
that.
To, you know, he came out there, with the memoir.
Oh god! What? Super D to the rescue! Oh no, what? Dr. Bitar! Oh. All right. No, listen. Again, it's a real thing. You can read about it. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. They said it's actually related to a higher risk for developing spina bifida. I guess, again, it's a sort of a defect in that way. And most women would say, no, get away. Too many. Anyway.
Well, it all
depends, right?
I suppose so. Yeah, to each his own or to each his owns. I don't know what to say about that. Hey, listen, real quick, if we can wrap up.
When you leave Don to come up with a story, see?
I know, that's a danger. I know, I like it when your wife sends the stories. They're much easier to cover.
Yeah, they're much more relevant, baby.
It's not even two for Tuesday, Super Don. Couldn't you have waited till tomorrow? All right, never
mind. I know. It's probably hard to believe. I am not pulling your leg, I promise.
Good Lord. Hide the kid, Super D. All right.
Planned out. I think he had it all planned out. He was looking for the opportunity to come in with these little puns.
Waiting for this all day, I'm sure. Okay, now you've had your fun. Hush up. Hush up, my friend.
All right.
Real quick.
You need to be a jerk.
come on. We got a question. If we can get to it real quick, it relates to blood pressure. It says, hi, Dr. Robert. Hi, Dr. Batar and the gang. This is a listener from Spain, Jay in Spain. He says his wife has high blood pressure. She's on high blood pressure meds. He found ibuprofen in her medicine cabinet. He's very concerned. This guy is 65. He runs marathons. He doesn't want to see his wife perish too soon. And I know we can't give medical advice for her, but, you know, what's the relationship between ibuprofen, we talked about it earlier, and blood pressure? Is it the kidney relationship?
Well, that's probably – when I read the question, Robert, I kind of – saw more than his question or concern about ibuprofen, blood pressure medicine, but the blood pressure medicine is a big thing. But, you know, I think this is a more of a philosophical answer rather than the pharmaceutical connection and trying to answer his big concern. You know, when I read the whole email, and again, we don't have time to cover it. How much time do we have? Like 2-3 minutes left?
Literally about a minute and a half.
Okay, so basically when I read this question, what really hit me was here's a guy that's running half marathons and he's in his 60s and he's talking about his wife who's on all these medications, and then he goes through the medicine cabinet. She has more medications, and the reason that she's on these medicines when he's trying to talk to her is that she's afraid that she's going to have a stroke.
Heart attack or stroke, yeah.
Right, and so she's continuing to take more medications, and this is really the problem here. Is a dichotomy between the husband and the wife in the sense that the wife is fear-based, and she is doing more things based upon the fear that she's buying into, that's the propaganda of the day, mm-hmm. and trying to alleviate herself from having to deal with something in the future, but not realizing that it's a fear that's motivating her, that's causing her to have more and more problems. The husband, on the other hand, is on the opposite spectrum. He's proactive. He's doing stuff. He doesn't want his wife to get hurt. And his concern is, you know, what do I do? What do I do to help my wife? And this comes down to, as Confucius said, we should take every opportunity in our lives to preach and never open our mouth. And
beautiful.
He has to understand that whichever path she's going down, all he can do is either direct her, but it's hard to be a preacher in your own house. It's hard to be
You got to support and love when you can't do anything else in there, and that's a great message to end on, Dr. Batar. Thank you, my friend. Thank you to everybody for being here. The message is, you know it, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. Best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jerry's
done. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.